Hi,
Hello.
Carolyn.
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. I just wanted to follow up and see how you're doing with this.
Yes.
Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
That again? No.
Okay. And did you ever sign in any documents with any attorneys in regards to Depo Provera?
No.
Okay, and I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. After using Depo Provera, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
Yes.
And do you know what you were diagnosed with?
It's called, oh, I can't pronounce the name. It's called P is this name is PSIZER.
PSCITER.
No, PS as in Frank, IZER.
Pfizer? Pfizer is a
Yeah.
pharmaceutical company. Do
Oh
you
yeah,
know?
I'm looking at the wrong. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm looking at the wrong thing. Oh my goodness. Oh wait a minute. So I want to say the wrong. I just said the wrong name.
I'm just
Oh
wondering,
wait
do
a
you know what
minute.
you were diagnosed with after using Depo? I just want to see if we can potentially qualify you for a claim.
Yes.
And then do you know what you're
Brain
diagnosed
tumor,
with?
I'm sorry, yes, brain tumor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know what kind of brain tumor?
Yes, it was a MENINGIOMA. I'm bad with pronouncing names, sorry about that.
When were you diagnosed with this?
2018.
Very, very sorry about that, ma'am. So that's a meningioma that may qualify you for a claim. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Then I'm sorry, my phone is breaking. It's probably where I'm at.
That's probably my
But can
fault.
you?
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
And you can hear me fine, right?
Yes.
Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under a penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with a type of meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
And what was the date of your diagnosis?
The date of my diagnosis. It was, hold on, give me 1 second so I can. Yes. One phone call. Give me 1 second. Here you go. Right here. I'm on the phone. Sorry about that. You, hello? Yeah.
Yeah, so just the date of your diagnosis.
My diagnosis was 2000. Oh, April 13th.
April 13th.
13th, 2018. Yes.
And what was your date of birth?
My date of birth 12/15/84.
12/15/1984 for date of birth.
Yeah, 12/15/1984. Yeah.
And date of diagnosis is 04/13/2018.
Yeah. No, you 2000.
2018.
April 13th, 2018, yeah. Diagnosed,
And
that's when I got diagnosed, yeah.
so 04/13/2018.
Yeah,
And was
correct.
anyone else in your family ever exposed or affected by the Depo Provera products?
No.
Okay. And did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Say that one more time.
So
Your phone just freaked me.
Did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera, Depo-Sub-Q Provera, generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
It was Depo Panero.
Sorry?
Panero.
Pronero?
Yes. That's the depot I was using.
So I think it's just Depo-Provera.
Yeah. I mean, Pereira. Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. Pereira, right. It's the A there. Sorry about that.
What was it?
Pereira. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. It's Provera.
So it's Provera, Depo-Provera.
Yeah.
That
Yes.
was the product you were using. You remember that?
Yes.
You remember it pretty well.
Yes.
And did you or, oh, okay, perfect. And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
No.
So you didn't use it for a minimum of 1 year?
I'm sorry. Yes. I think you said family member. Yes. Me. Yes. I do say family member. Sorry about
So
that.
you or a loved one, did you use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Perfect. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
And then when did you start using it and when did you stop using it?
I started using it in 2012. And I stopped in on March 2018. I mean, 2018, yes.
Stopped in March of 2018.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, that's correct. Let me see my, where's my paper? Okay. I was looking at my paper to make sure I was. Yeah, okay. Yes, okay, that's correct.
So just to confirm, I have you started in 2012 and you stopped in March of 2018.
Yes. Correct.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Perfect. And then can I have the spelling on your first name, the middle initial, and then the spelling on your last name?
My first name is Kareema. Middle initial is L. Last name Uqdah.
And then I have Karima, Kareema, L, U, Udok, Yukda.
Yes.
How did you pronounce it? I'm sorry. How did you pronounce it?
Wait, give me 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
So how did you, I just want to know, how do you pronounce your last name? Just so I know for the future.
Ukda.
Perfect. And then the spelling I have is UQDAH.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And then can I have, so this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
206-64-16-66.
Okay. 206-64-1666.
Yes.
And then I have Karima, Yukta 6
Yeah.
at gmail.com
Yeah.
for email. And then your phone number is 267-237-7822.
Yes.
And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
A mobile phone.
And then can I have your home address, please?
454 East Mechanic Street.
How'd you spell that?
MECHAINC.
MECHINIC? Or wait, how is it?
MECHAINIC.
Oh, I see. Mechanic.
Yeah. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19140.
And that was street or court?
That's street.
Titusville or New Hope?
Say that again.
Is it Titusville, New Hope, Muncie?
No, it's Philadelphia.
Oh, what city was it?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. Mechanic Street.
Yeah.
19144.
Yes.
And then what was the street number?
454.
And then East E. 454. And there's an E or is it East?
You could put an E.
Okay. And then I'm just going to read this back. I have 454 East, 454 E, Mechanic Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia County, 19144.
Yes, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, yeah, 19144, yeah, correct.
And then was Depot Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
A doctor.
And how many times were you given Depot Provera?
Every 3 months.
So 4 times per year?
Yes.
For about 6 years?
Yes, from 2012 to 2018.
From 2012 to 2018. So 4 times per year, for 6 years?
Yes.
24 times?
Correct. Ooh.
And what was the name of the doctor or the medical the hospital that gave you, or the name of the place that gave you Depot? Sorry.
Yes, I want to look at my paperwork and make sure I have it correctly. Give me 1 second. The doctor that diagnosed me with it was Dr. Nowa. And his last name is Leeson. Leeson is Levinson.
And what hospital was he out of?
The hospital, Temple University.
Temple University, Dr. No. Levinson?
Yes, Dr. Nowa Levinson, yes.
Dr. Nowa Levinson. And he treated you at Temple University?
Yes.
University. And that was 3401 North Broadway Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19140?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number I found online was 800-836-7536?
Yes.
And then the name was Temple. And then, so the name of the, do you have a pharmaceutical doctor that you go to, or like a prescription, a place that you could prescribe?
Yes, 1 second.
Sorry?
No, I'm looking at it in my paperwork. Give me 1 second.
No worries.
Wait a minute. Why does it see?
So just the name of the pharmacy that you get your, like,
the name of the pharmacy is the Nigerian from the same person that diagnosed me. That's the same number. Dr. Nowa.
Okay. Do you know the doctor that diagnosed you?
That's the same doctor that treated me, the same doctor that diagnosed me.
Dr. Nowa Levinson?
Yes.
And he's, oh, neurology.
Yeah, they referred me to my pharmacist. They referred me to the when what's the name of the size? The NEUROSURGEON.
Neurosurgeon?
Yes, neurosurgeon. Yes, they referred me to the neurosurgeon. Yes.
Got you. And then that was Temple University Hospital.
Yeah.
That's where you were diagnosed as well.
Yeah.
And then what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Was there a CT scan, MRI, both?
Both.
Both a CT and MRI?
Yeah.
And then, so for pharmaceutical, do you know where you were going for that?
I was going to the one I just told you, the North or the NEUROS.
Neurosurgeon? Well, so do you
Yes, I
know,
was.
but this is for like, were you given any like antibiotics
Let
or
me
like
see.
treatment medicine medication? And then you were told to go get it from somewhere or like go to a pharmacy?
Oh yes, I was treated with 150 mg.
Wait, sorry?
No, that's the wrong way. Hold on, I
You're
was looking at.
diagnosed at 150 milligrams?
Wait, that was the wrong way. No, that's the wrong one. Okay,
What are you
hold
reading?
on.
Is it like a diagnosing sheet?
Yes, I'm trying to, but I think that was the wrong one. So, trying to
All
make
right.
sure my memory is a little messed. Give me.
So I just need to know, like, do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Yes, Dr. Noah. That was the doctor that treated me.
Dr. Noah treated you.
Yeah.
What type of treatment do you receive? Do you know?
That was. I got treated for a brain injury.
No, so what type of treatment did you receive? Like, how are they treating you?
Oh, good. They were treating me good. Yeah, they were treating me.
No.
I'm.
I'm sorry. No. My bad. Like, do you know what type of treatment you received for your meningioma?
Oh, what type of treatment? Okay. I get. Okay, let me. I say, give me a second. I'm all over the place. I mean, my sister. I got my paperwork with me,
Just let me know.
but.
What type of treatment you received for your meningioma?
I was open surgery, open brain surgery.
Sorry, you said open. Wait, what was it again?
It was open brain surgery.
I'm sorry about that. Open brain surgery.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yes.
Is that a shutdown? Any like chemo, radiation, anything like that?
Yes, I did. High radiation, yes.
Radiation, got you.
Remove cancer cells, yes. That was the treatment. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. No. I'm reading the wrong. Wait a minute.
Okay. So, did you
Oh,
have any
I'm
prior
all over
cancer
the place.
diagnosis?
I'm all over the place. Give me a second. My paperwork is not like I need to really.
Just to confirm, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis? Just to confirm.
No.
And so, were you ever gone? Did you ever go to like a CVS, like a pharmacy, anything like that for medication afterwards?
Yes, but I can't. Everything was done at Temple for
Everything was
treatment.
done at Temple.
Yeah.
Were you ever gone? So you never went to like a pharmacy or like a CVS
No,
or like a
everything was done at
Walmart
no,
Supercenter?
everything no, everything was done at Temple.
Awesome. I just have to confirm. And that was 3401 North Broad Street. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19140.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to copy and paste all this information. So you were treated, diagnosed, you went to the pharmacy there, and you were also given Depo-Provera, all from Temple University?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
I'm trying to see.
And thank you for explaining.
It makes his memory loss. It just seems a lot when it... that's what I'm saying. Let me show you. Okay.
And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Say that one more time. Your phone is breaking up. Yes.
And then, so, do you know the date? So, were you ever hospitalized for meningioma? Like, you were you took a shot once, and then you had severe side effects, like, immediately, and you had to go in?
Yes. I went in for the treatment. I started treatment April 20th.
So?
I was diagnosed April 13th, and I started treatment April 20th.
So, you were only in the hospital, you were only hospitalized when you were given the treatment, or when you were diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. So I think that's, okay. Yeah. So you were hospitalized for the treatment and everything?
Yeah.
And then what were the dates again?
I was diagnosed April 13th and I started treatment April 20th.
April 13th. Treatment started April
20th. Yes. 2018.
And then 2018, and then how long were you in the hospital for after the treatment started?
Well, I was in therapy for 6 weeks, 4 to 5 times a week.
And so, were you hospitalized though, or did that take place at the hospital or at home?
That was at therapy.
Where was that?
The doctor who diagnosed me. Yeah.
Oh, so that was
at the N. I got spelled a lot again. The N E U R.
Oh, neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
But that was for chemotherapy, right? Like not like like chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And so you were hospitalized for 6 weeks after that.
Well, therapy, yeah, for therapy, yeah.
Whoa. And you were stuck at the hospital for those 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So while being given therapy, okay. While being given chemo and or radiation surgery, what was the type of therapy?
Say that again.
What type of therapy was it?
That was the therapy for after my own treatment.
Yes. What type of therapy? What type of chemo? Radiation.
That was for brain. No. I'm sorry. Hold on. Yeah, that was for my chemo. Yeah, what's that? Yeah,
so that was, you were given, you were being, that was chemotherapy?
Yeah, I think, Oh, I'm trying to remember, yeah. They didn't actually tell me what it was for.
So you're hospitalized for 6 weeks while being given radiation, or what type of therapy was it? What were you being given?
Let me see. I gotta, relax to get my memory together because I've lost the memory also. Forgive me.
Was it radiation, chemotherapy? What were you being treated with? If you, just to the best of your knowledge. Or there's also immunotherapy.
Give me a second. That is, I think that was, I hate when it's do this. Okay, calm down.
So just, was it radiation, chemotherapy, immunotherapy?
I think immunotherapy, I think that was. I'm trying to, immunotherapy.
Okay, let me see. Say while being given treatment. You're good.
Yes, I think it was that one.
Which one?
I'm taking. Yeah, I think it was the immunotherapy. I think it was that one. Yeah.
And then, are there any other medical notes we can put down?
No, that's all.
Do you have a copy of your medical records for yourself?
Yes.
And can you provide those by mail, electronically, or both?
Electronically? Yes.
That's okay. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Your emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
I live with me.
And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Tiffany, my daughter.
Tiffany, daughter. And then just phone number.
Phone number is, hold on, phone number is 215-520-0676. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on, so it's hard for me to see. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just going to read this back to you. So 215-520-0676.
Yes.
And she also lives at 4545 East Mechanic Drive?
Yes.
And then what is her email address? Do you know?
No, I don't know her email address now.
Okay. I'm just going to put yours. Is that okay?
All right. Yeah, that's fine.
And then in the future, when they, if they ask for an updated email, would you be able to provide your daughter's email for the emergency contact to the attorneys?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just going to confirm some information before I send this out. So Dr. Noah Levinson treated you at every, he diagnosed, or he gave you the depo, he diagnosed you, and then he treated you?
Yeah.
Correct. And then for pharmaceutical, you went to Temple University Hospital?
Yeah.
The address I have is 3401 North Broad Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19140.
Yes.
And then your home address is 454 East Mechanic Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19144.
Yes.
And the social I have on file is 206-641-666.
Say that one more time.
204-64-1666.
206.
Oh, 20. Oh, I'm sorry. So 206-641-666.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then your date of birth is 12/15/1984?
Yes.
Okay, just one second. Okay. So I did just send over the documents. Just let me know as soon as they do come through. They're going to come through to either text message or email. And then as soon as you have gotten them, as soon as you do click on the link, it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through, and then it'll take you to the actual documents themselves.
Oh, okay. Do you agree to push yes?
Oh, yes. And then just click continue through.
It's telling me I can't go to their page. Hold on a minute. I got to do it over.
No worries.
Okay. Review documents. I push review documents, right?
Yes. And then so, yeah, and then let me know where it takes you to right after that.
Okay. It says, do you agree to receive messages?
Perfect.
SMS messages from these documents at this number.
And then, yeah, just click continue through.
Is it a yes or no? Push
oh,
yes.
Yes. sorry about that. My bad.
Okay, say continue now. Say this. Oh, what's this person about? Okay, continue.
And then, yeah, so when you're on the actual document themselves, it's going to say Depo Provera Litigation on the top, and then there's going to be a yellow start button on the top right.
Yeah. All
right. So, yeah, just click start and then start. It's going to have you adopt a few signatures. As you're going through that, just make sure all information on there is accurate and correct to you. If anything is misspelled, like addresses, date of births, social, spelling on names, email, phone number, anything at all, just let me know and I can resend the documents immediately.
Okay. Okay, so you finish.
Perfect, yeah. And then just make sure everything on there is accurate too. If there is anything misspelled, I can always resend the documents.
No, everything was correct. Okay, so you start sending.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You don't have to click anything on that. I'm just going to read this back to you, make sure everything's correct. The spelling I have is K-A-R-E-E-M-A-L-U-Q-D-A-H.
Yeah.
And then street address is 454 East Mechanic Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19144.
Yeah.
Phone number is 267-237-7822. Email address is kareemukda6@gmail.com.
Correct.
Date of birth is 12/15/1984. And full social I have is 206-641666. 206-641666, sorry.
Yeah, correct.
Sorry, I thought I said four again. Okay. Everything should be good to go for right now. I'm going to send you a text with my name and my office hours, so if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always reach out to me, okay?
All right.
And then do you have any questions right now or about the documents or anything?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, and have a great weekend. Happy holidays. Be safe.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for speaking to me about this.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye. Have a good day.